through today and what it's like?
You know, it's pretty surreal. You know, like before practice, I'm literally walking around in circles because I was like the first one out there. And I'm just looking around. I'm like, wow, this is going to be where I'm at for a couple of years, you know, hopefully for a very long time. But it's really eye-opening to see your number, to see a jersey with your number on it, with your name on the back. There's no really a better feeling than that other than winning games, you know. So, yeah, I'm just really happy.
What's the opportunity that presents to have the jersey and come out here and begin your journey in the NFL?
It's just to show where you're at and as a starting point, you know, because there's a lot of time before the season starts. Just to show how good in shape you are, show what kind of fundamentals that I've been taught over the last couple of years and see how well that's going to translate. And then just taking whatever Coach Benton has for me and just trying to tweak my play style. And it's an opportunity to just get it better as a player and a person, you know.
How important is the communication aspect right now this time of year, especially when you guys don't have pads on and just being able to get used to your coaches and what they're asking of you?
Oh, paramount, you know. Just having guys next to you, having the center make his call, listen to it, putting two and two from the meeting to the practice field, you know. That's all you can really ask for. That's what the whole goal is when you go out there and practice, to get better at that. And then your fundamentals. And so it's just putting those together right now.
They're obviously throwing a lot at you here early, but first impression of the playbook, the offense, and how that kind of fits with the stuff you weren't running before, what you're kind of on.
You know, I'm really thankful for Coach Lester, you know, at Iowa. A lot of it's the same. A lot of it's similar, a lot of same words. There's definitely some differences. There's definitely more, like, complexity. But I feel like I've gotten a great starting point, and it's very helpful, you know, because I'm sure some of these guys that have never heard anything like how we did it at Iowa or here, coming in for that first meeting, you hear it, they're kind of like mind blown, like how different it is. And I feel like I'm going to have a handle on it in the meantime. So.
And how much did kind of, have you talked to Mason over the last week to kind of prep you for coming in and what to expect on it?
I texted him right before I came down. Obviously, he can't be around during rookie minicamp, but he just wished me the best. And he said, if you need anything, just text me. He's like, it's pretty much the same playbook. So I was like, nice. That's pretty cool.
Look like they had you on the right side today.
Is
that kind of where you think you're going to be?
You know, it's too early to tell. You know, they obviously have a really good left guard. so I'm assuming. Yeah. But, you know, depth charts never mean anything at this time of year. So it's something you just got to keep working for.
Have you had communications up to this point with some of the other linemen from the team here, like Gray?
I saw when I walked inside for the first time after getting to line, flown down. But we just said, what's up? And he's like, good luck. Have a good time. You're going to love it. And that's about all the communication I've had so far. So,
what's your day one impression of John Benton?
You know, he seems very similar to my offensive line coach at Iowa. And I can appreciate that. He's someone that I can definitely relate with, the way he teaches. Obviously, it's been, 24 hours that I've been with him, so I don't know everything. But for right now, what I've said is I'm very appreciative of how he's gone about it, and it seems like he's got a plan for me. He hasn't told me it yet, but I have a feeling I can trust him, you know.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you. Appreciate it.